the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The middle class is carrying a heavy load in America, but Mitt Romney doesn't see it. Under the Romney plan, a middle class family will pay an average of up to $2,000 more a year in taxes, while at the same time giving multimillionaires like himself a $250,000 tax cut. So, Romney hits the middle class harder and gives millionaires an even bigger break. Is that the way forward for America?
And there's the latest ad from the Obama campaign. The Democratic National Committee gets the Democratic National Convention underway in Charlotte, and that's the way they do it. Isn't the theme unite or get us together, coming together or something? How does that ad speak to that would be a question I'd have, and you may want to answer it at 800-510-8255 any time in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the convention being where we get started on our Talk Radio Countdown Hour. Here are our hosts Christy King and Nathan Hager talking to Rachel Smolkin from Politico.com about what she thinks the president will need to do to make it work for him.
Now, Republicans have been hammering away at the "Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?" question. How can President Obama answer this at the Democratic convention?
President Obama really needs to focus on his campaign slogan of forward. He is going to need to refute those attacks. We saw his surrogates struggling with that, his top aide struggling with that a bit over the weekend, really became an issue on Sunday. President Obama will have to tell the nation what he has done to move the country forward and what he's going to continue to do. It's not going to be enough to only attack Mitt Romney or to say the nation has faced difficult headwinds. He's really going to want to build a positive case for himself, saying what he has done in the last 4 years and what he would do in the next 4 years.
Can President Obama hope for a convention bounce from his appearance, or is it going to be like the last we've heard of Mitt Romney, which is that the Republicans really didn't get that much of a bounce from their convention?
President Obama is going to be trying hard to avoid any of those empty chair moments that we saw at the end of the last convention. No Clint Eastwood they're hoping for. Much as many of them, including the president, have said that he loves Clint Eastwood, they're going to want to stay on message with this convention. And the hope is for the Obama team, if they can think of a good answer to that "Are you better off" attack and really make a positive case, that it will help them. We saw Vice President Joe Biden come out swinging on that line today, saying, "You want to know whether we're better off?" He said, "I got a little bumper sticker for you. Osama bin Laden is dead and General Motors is alive." So that's a good, strong line. It does risk having the Democrats look out of touch with people who are still struggling. And, of course, we saw the Republicans jumping on that theme as well today.
But wouldn't Vice President Biden be about the only person within the Obama administration who could have said that?
Vice President Biden can say a lot of things that others can't, but I think that he really dealt with the issue squarely. I mean, the main problem the administration and the campaign ran into Sunday was that the top aides seemed to be fumbling the issue. They weren't giving quite the same message. They weren't answering in a consistent or straightforward way. They were fumbling around a little.
All right, so there's a discussion with a couple of hosts about the president's presentation or what the Democrats need to do. What do you think? If you're a Democrat and you support Mr. Obama, what does he have to do to win? Interesting to look at some of the stats, numbers. We'll look through some of those during the course of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 800-510-8255. And then there's the email address, which is doug@dougsteffen.com. Here's Bob Schieffer from CBS talking to Scott Wyckoff about the importance of these conventions.
I think it is very important for the nation to get a chance to focus as a nation all together. They're on all the networks and hear the nominees for both parties. It's especially important this year because the two parties are presenting such a different vision for where they want to take the country.
and that message starts smack dab right here in Charlotte, and it's their chance before both of them head back on the campaign trail.
Yeah, I mean, from here on we go, the general election gets underway now. Now, what is it, 65, 66 days, I forget the exact number, till Election Day, and it'll be here before you know it. And they'll be all over the country. They'll be spending a lot of time in the battleground states, because this election is going to come down to a very few people in about 10 states. I mean, when you look at it now, right now, the true undecideds are somewhere between 5 and 10%. I mean, that's not very many people. So, I mean, you might see Barack Obama and Mitt Romney showing up in the same town in Ohio on the same day. I remember last time around, it got down to Iowa. We had the two candidates in one place, and they were on the same side of town. And on the other side of town, there were three bank robberies because all the cops were over there guarding the presidential candidates. We may see something like that this time around.
And finally, how do you think it's going to be different the second go-around for Barack Obama as opposed to what it was like his first time in Denver?
Well, the last time around was a historic election. The first, African-American who had the nomination and all of that. You can't, as Michael Eric Dyson of Georgetown University was saying, you can't pull the rabbit out of the hat twice. You know, I mean, that was something that kind of stands alone. So the enthusiasm will not be as high as it was that time around. But I still think Barack Obama is going to get the majority of the African American vote. It's the young people that are going to be up for grabs this time around. It's the women's vote that's going to be extremely important this time around. But again, going back to this undecided vote is so small this time around. That's why you can't really predict where this thing is going. I mean, I think these polls are right. I think it's dead even, and I think it's going to stay dead even for a while.
800-510-8255. Dead heat, dead even. Who has to do what in order to get out in front 2 months before the election? As a matter of fact, 2 months from today. It's 800-510-8255 as we move forward. Isn't that the slogan, moving forward? They certainly can't look back, so got to move forward. Lots of conversation about the Democratic Convention and lots of your calls coming up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code PASSWORD to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, PASSWORD. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code PASSWORD.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
800-510-8255. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. We spend this part of the hour on the Democratic Convention, what you want to hear from Mr. Obama if you're supporting him. Here's talk host Jim Browdy with CNN's Mark Preston. They talk about President Obama's campaign trying to make the case.
The conventional wisdom, even amongst a lot of Obama-ophiles who call our show, is, listen, you know, he inherited a mess Barack Obama did from George W. Bush. Then, in the second half of his first term, those Republicans just said no to everything. And so, essentially, you've got to give him another 4 years to do whatever. But speaking to people at the convention this morning before you, there seems to be an effort, finally, I guess, on the part of the Obama team, is to say we've actually done a lot of good things, from the auto bailout to the economy is actually better, to the benefits of Obamacare. What took him so long to make this case, or have I just been missing it?
I don't think that people were, I mean, even I live in a political world where we eat and breathe and sleep this 24 hours a day, but in general, I just don't think people were focusing in on it. You know, it was the summer. People are worried about themselves. They're worried about their own jobs. They're, you know, worried about making their house payment. They're worried about driving home on Labor Day from Cape Cod, right? I mean, people are focusing on other things. I think what you're hearing now, though, is finally behind the Obama campaign is that there is this cohesive message. And we actually heard it yesterday pretty eloquently said, if you're an Obama supporter, by Rahm Emanuel, yeah, where he came out and said, GM is alive and Osama bin Laden's dead. And that's a very simple phrase that I think if they stuck to it, they would probably be, it would be smart for them to do so, because it is a pretty powerful message, to put it in.
I thought it was the best line I've heard from the Obama side, actually, the Rahm Emanuel thing in the whole campaign.
GM's alive and Osama bin Laden is dead. Are both of those because of Barack Obama and Barack Obama alone? 800-510-8255. There are those who insist that Mr. Obama will win, and there are those who think Mitt Romney will defeat him in a close race. Any victory over Mr. Obama is an absolute must for many. If you go back to 2008, Barack Obama, who defeated John McCain, he won, 69,546,897 votes. McCain got 59,934,814. So Mr. Obama had 10 million more votes, or pretty close to that. Approximately 55 million Americans are registered as Republicans. When George Bush ran for a second term, 44.8 million Republicans voted. John McCain attracted only 41 million Republicans, in spite of Sarah Palin, or maybe because of her. 3.7 million Republicans turned off by McCain's brand of conservatism, and so they voted not at all. Some voted for Obama. You knew that, right? Some Republicans voted for Obama. Given the contempt in which Republicans now hold Obama, do you think that any Republican who voted for him back in 2008 is going to vote for him now? If you're a Republican who voted for him, if you're a Democrat who voted for him, what do you think now? How does he flush out the birds that are going to vote for him? 800-510-8255. The current level of enthusiasm among Republicans for Mitt Romney isn't that great, but they sure are interested in getting rid of Obama. So, again, where do you fit in that profile? Call's coming right up here at 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
I iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Do you love politics? If you do, this is the right place for a summary, a daily overview. And we're discussing what talk radio programs around the country are bringing in terms of the beginning of the DNC, Democratic National Convention. We'll recap also, kind of wrap up the Republican convention as well in the next half hour to give everybody their due, half and half, equal time. That's what this is all about in terms of input. Yes, I will tell you what I think and give you some food for thought, like the numbers from the election a couple of years ago that we were on. 800-510-8255. We start with Vic in Vicksburg. That must be pretty interesting for you and all of your friends. Hey, here's Vic in Vicksburg. Hi, Vic.
Hey, Doug. How are you?
All right. Thanks for asking. How about you?
Doing well.
So GM's alive, and GM's alive, and Bin Laden is dead. How do you like that for a slogan?
Well, I think Bin Laden would have been taken care of by our military anyway. But the problem with the GM thing is that they were turned over to the UAW.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's exactly the free enterprise model. I think that's sort of a page out of the socialist handbook.
Yeah, but you're thinking about it in a way that most people will not, because most people don't think that about this sort of thing in a penetrating way. People love slogans. They want 30-second sound bites. They don't learn anything, but they think they do by listening to this sort of thing. So right away, this is something that's captured, and Rahm Emanuel is the chief architect of his last victory. He's come up with a slogan that, I mean, the Republicans can pick it apart, but they need to come up with their own slogan, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right, Doug.
Yeah, I think that's what the Republicans need, a slogan. It's crazy that the country runs and the people vote on that sort of thing, but that's the way it is. So what's the Republican slogan? What would you like to suggest as a Republican slogan to work around GM's alive and Bin Laden's dead? Here's Tanya in Oklahoma with health care number one on her mind.
I will be supporting the president because during that economical crisis, when so many jobs were lost, people not only lost their job, their income, they lost their health care. And when you lose your health care, if you become sick, It's hard to find health care with pre-existing conditions. It's hard for you to afford health care. If you want to get that COBRA plan, it was exorbitant high. And so what he did was a phenomenal job, because not only did he stabilize the financial community to try to keep the whole world from, just losing and going down, but he saw a need with health care, and he went ahead and passed that health care plan, which everybody was talking about. It was a lot, very much a lot of his capital and political motivation, but he did that to help the financial crisis. So he did so many things at once that you have to do coming in as a president, and that to me is, he was seeing the need for the people to help the people.
800-510-8255. Let's squeeze in Ann in Arizona now with thoughts.
I didn't know the man when he was in there when he got elected, but I've got to know him, and I don't like where he's taking our country to. I don't like the the downing of Romney and Ryan as much as he does. And the money that he's taken from the account for the senior citizens over there, $7 trillion he's taken out of the account. I'm 72 years old. You don't need to be taking the money from seniors.
800-510-8255. So we deal with the Republicans in just a matter of moments here on the countdown.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomason Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle. Not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
Geico can help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country.
Learn the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Okay, I'm kind of concerned as to whether or not we're going to wrap up the Democratic callers before the convention begins. There are a lot of people that want to talk about this, a lot of folks on the line, so maybe I should give it a couple of more minutes. 800-510-8255. For example, Art in Lynchburg wants to be heard on whether or not it's the, and by the way, I said it was Rahm Emanuel, that was incorrect. Joe Biden came up with GM alive, Bin Laden dead. The Democrats' slogan in general is forward, and the Republicans is believe in America. I kind of like GM alive, Bin Laden is dead, even though I think these guys have a hard time on examination taking credit for it. It still is pretty catchy, and that's the, in this age of advertising and the age that we're in of quick hits, quick sound bites, quick phrases, catchy things. The Biden thing, GM alive, Bin Laden dead, is pretty effective. What do you think, Art?
Hey, I think what I was telling the guy earlier, it's a situation where when we came to America, we started out as a farming community, and then we turned into an industrial revolution type community when we started building railroads with John D. Rockefeller and all of that. But then we turned into a customer service environment gradually, and what happened was a lot of the manufacturing jobs went overseas. But then when we turned into customer service with the call centers, et cetera, then they went overseas. And Ross Perot warned, if you can remember back in the early 90s, he warned us that this NAFTA thing was going to destroy our economy as we know it today. And so actually, NAFTA was the beginning of the end for our life as we know it. And the problem is both parties had a hand in the NAFTA decision taking place. It was a compromise that was made during the Clinton era. And the problem is government helped us get into the situation, but I don't know if they can get us out of it because it's a business situation. We have to bring the jobs back over here. I don't know how you can recreate the middle class when it's been sucked out of America and gone overseas.
What do you think about the class warfare aspects of all of this? When these people say, forward, bring us together, and then the ad that you heard at the beginning of the program, back again to he wants to make himself rich and you poor.
Well, in theory, it all sounds good. It's just sound bites to me because at the end of the day, I think us as Americans, we're all intelligent, and we know what the real issues are. But the problem is we have become such a polarized country that everything is issue-based and social issue-based. I think you may have said it a couple of weeks ago, politics has become more about social issues than actual issues. And the problem is the only thing that's going to get us out of this situation are business decisions. Government, I don't think, is going to be able to do it.
Government can't. It's impossible by its very nature. Government creates more problems than it solves, and we have 400,000, 500,000, 600,000, 800,000 more people working for the government. You can't find a place to live in Washington. The rent's so high because there are so many people in Washington. The unemployment rate is like 3% or less. It's amazing how Washington feeds on itself and everybody else is out here. You talk about a class distinction or some way of understanding the differences between what goes on there and elsewhere. Just look at what it costs to rent space there. Just look at how many people are working for the government now, and you see the it's drastic. The difference between what goes on in Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia versus what's happening elsewhere around the country is so dramatic. It's almost folly to see and understand, and most people don't go there. Unless you go there, maybe you don't get the sense or the drift of things, it's not class warfare. I'm not sure how to basically present it. It's the government versus the private industries that you just have so eloquently discussed. We've gone from the agrarian society to the industrial society. Now we're in the technological society. But yeah, it's all about, it's a customer service thing. That's what we don't make anything anymore. I mean, the fact that we are talking, if you look at the issues and kind of dig around in them, the things that we are talking about, the inspiration, it's all about government and what it can provide for you. I mean, imagine the big issue being health care. It is an issue, but what can they talk about that they've created? Yeah, they can say General Motors is still in business. Okay, so what's been created in the last 4 years? Isn't that a good question to ask, Art?
I totally agree.
800-510-8255. Thanks for your call. Here's Patricia, another Virginia caller. Hi.
I voted for President Barack Obama in 2008, and I am more than happy to ask the question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? My answer is no, but I know the reason why. I know the reason why this economy has been drugged down like it is. The president does not, the president cannot make employers hire. He can set the agenda so that help to stimulate the economy so that employers will hire. Well, employers now have over $1 trillion sitting in the bank, and people need to understand the president cannot make the private sector hire. They have to hire, and I mean, it's this subject to me is so emotional when I hear people talking about our president stealing $716 billion out of Medicare. They do not read the facts. They have said over and over what he's done. He's closed the donut hole for seniors. This president is trying, and I just think he really does need more time. And I just take this so emotional. I am a big Obama supporter because I see how hard this man works and how he's being criticized in the public, and nobody is vetting these people who's criticizing him.
Nonsense, madam. Nonsense. There are plenty of people, let your conversation start on its own, or finish on its own, or be understood on its own. 800-510-8255. Gary's listening on WAYY in Eau Claire. You're up next here, Gary. You're on the countdown. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
You asked earlier about coming up with a slogan, and I haven't had time to do any group analysis, but it just kind of popped in my head, especially because of what's happened in Wisconsin. Democrats equal debt, Republicans equal relief.
Democrats equal debt, Republicans equal relief. Okay, let's put that in the hopper. Thanks for being creative, Gary, and appreciate the call. 800-510-8255. John in California, he's not voting for Obama.
Growing up, I was actually very, very pro Bill Clinton, even though at the time I wasn't old enough to vote. But I was very impressed with what I saw from Bill Clinton in the sense that what he did was he offered us some bipartisanship. I liked how they worked, him and Newt Gingrich worked together to create jobs back then. And coming off of the heels of the Bush years, I was very concerned that because of the, I felt that the country was torn, that we wouldn't be able to get anything done because there wasn't too much unity and bipartisanship. And that's where I jumped on the Barack Obama bandwagon, because I thought that he would be the guy that would be able to bring us all together to create what we have, which is the strongest economy, and keep and sustain it. Now, Barack Obama, granted, he's got this jobs plan on the table, and that's going to be his response, like actually, like his campaign manager, David Axelrod, responded that he's waiting to pass his jobs bill. But at the end of the day, he's clearly shown us that he is not capable of working bipartisanly with the Republicans.
800-510-8255. I'm looking at a Pew Research poll that somebody just sent me after saying a short while ago that I took the Obama-McCain vote as a baseline from 2008 and are adding different bits and pieces to it. Some of you may have seen this analysis that now shows Romney, if the election were today, would probably get 65.4 million votes, Obama 63.9 million votes. But remember, it's got to be in the right states. This is all about the Electoral College, which is another thing that we ought to be thinking about and talking about, how to get rid of that. Robert in New York is pretty much where a lot of people are.
I'm having trouble sticking to anybody. Everything seems so polarized. Everything that everybody says is 20-second sound bites, not even 30 seconds, with so little validity. And the entire Republican and Democratic situation seems more like a machine which simply exists to give jobs to all their friends. I always wonder whenever I hear any new commission being formed to study this, that, or the other thing, how much money is wasted on each one of these commissions. And it seems to be impossible to support either of the major candidates. I wish that Huntsman were still running, or maybe I'll go with Gary Johnson, they who both seem to be, who have a rational approach to the whole situation. But I have such difficulty with either sticking with Obama or switching to Romney. You know, the data that they present is just untenable.
800-510-8255 is something to be said for what he, that gentleman named Robert, is saying and thinking. The whole situation is upside down as far as the parties are concerned. They exist for themselves. They don't exist for you. Why are you a Republican? Why are you a Democrat? Do you ever stop to think about that and analyze it? 800-510-8255. I'm still reading through this analysis from the Pew Research Fund. It's pretty amazing. Among black voters, if Obama wins 1% fewer votes than he did, that's 257,000 votes. And you do hear, because black unemployment is almost 15%, a lot of black pastors have organized to oppose Obama after his endorsement of same-sex marriage. It looks like he'll lose 4, 5, maybe 6% of the black vote that he had before. And so one wonders how that all shapes out. And Tony, I understand that you are a black voter. You voted for Mr. Obama in the past 4 years. What do you think?
Well, being a black voter, I thought Obama, being black and white, I thought he would unite this country. I mean, everybody, black and white, were drunk with Obama, and I voted for him.
Yeah.
But it seems like he is the most divided. We're just so divided right now. You can see the callers, white or black, they're just jumping on sides.
Right.
And I'm an independent thinker. I'm not a Republican nor a Democrat. And I'm not voting for him again because he's talking about creating jobs, but he had a chance to show America that he wanted to create jobs, the Alaskan pipeline jobs, and he killed that right in front of our faces. And we, just simply because he's black, the black Americans are saying, give him a chance. He had his chance. It's time to change the change right now.
You know,
if he inherits the last 4 years, I feel sorry for him for the debt that he inherited from his own self.
Yeah. It's very interesting. You've said something that I have never... I shouldn't probably admit to this, but I have not, I don't know if dare is that word, I haven't felt like I wanted to say what you just said. Most of the callers that you hear from various parts of the country that are so supportive of Mr. Obama, not all of them, but most of them, on this program anyway, are black. And it has come down, it really troubles me because these people have put a wedge in our society that hopefully we're going to be able to overcome. It isn't about black and white. It isn't about rich and poor. It isn't about one religion versus another. It's about the country maintaining itself. And there's so much variety in the country, and we've praised it and loved it and lauded it over the years, and now all these people are tearing it apart. It isn't about that. But yet it is for so many. And that's why these sound bites and all this little, these bits and pieces of things are so unhealthy. Because, and what's going on in the educational system, nobody teaches civics anymore. It's all very unhealthy, Tony, and you've done a good job of explaining your thoughts. Appreciate your call. 800-510-8255 as we continue here on today's Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school.
Fungible items,
but at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
800-510-8255. The White House says that the trip to hurricane hit Louisiana was apolitical. Are you buying that or not? 800-510-8255. More on politics and the conventions in a moment here in the Countdown.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Democrats are going to present a party platform at their convention that echoes President Obama's call for higher taxes on wealthier Americans. That's the ad that you heard at the beginning of the program. We've wrapped up, I think, as much as we can with the Democrats, at least as they prepare for the first day. So let's spend a few minutes here as time allows talking, or listening actually, to some of the talk hosts, wrap up the conversation. You know that there was a fact check on the Republicans. It'd be interesting to get a fact check after the Democratic conversation this week. Here's host Deborah Rodriguez with Rob Farley from factcheck.org on the Republican convention.
Let's begin with the Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, who gave his acceptance speech and said this.
Unlike President Obama, I will not raise taxes on the middle class of America.
Fact or not?
It's not fact. President Obama has actually enacted a number of targeted tax cuts, temporary tax cuts. You may remember the making work pay tax cuts funded through the stimulus. It was about $400 or $800 for individuals or couples. And then when that expired, there was another payroll tax cut. It worked out to up to $2,200 a year. What Romney is talking about there is the health care law. And in the future, if folks can afford insurance and don't, they have a mandate they have to, or they will be subject to a tax. Tax, says, so says the Supreme Court. And that could be anywhere up to $660 in 2016. About 3 million people that would be subject to that tax. So that's what he's talking about there.
Well, let's move on to Paul Ryan. During his speech, he talked about the GM plant that closed in his hometown. He said this.
My home state voted for President Obama. When he talked about change, many people liked the sound of it, especially in Janesville, where we were about to lose a major factory.
Now, did they, in fact, lose a factory under President Obama's tenure in Janesville?
No, they didn't. You know, he said during the speech that it would close within, that it closed within a year. It did close within a year. It closed a month before Obama took office. And was under the George W. Bush administration. There was about 1,200 layoffs. Now, there was a skeleton crew that continued on for a few months into the Obama administration to finish up an order on some SUVs. But by and large, the factory closed, the assembly plant closed in that month before Obama even took office.
All right. So let's now get to political commentator John Lofton here on the countdown, talking to host Jan Michelson about Mike Huckabee commenting last week at the RNC, some of the things he was saying, and who's planning to vote for whom.
First of all, he says in one sentence, this is about the Creator. Then he says in the next sentence, it doesn't matter who you worship. It doesn't matter what church you go to. Now, the important thing about what Huckabee said is that he said in so many words, Jesus does not matter. Forget the Jesus thing. I throw him under the bus immediately. We're not talking about Jesus. We're talking about where a man's going to take the country. Well, if you know your Bible, and certainly Huckabee formally knows his Bible, the direction of a country is determined by the attitude of that country and its leaders toward the Lord Jesus Christ, whether or not that country kisses the Son. So the idea that it doesn't matter where you go to church, but what a leader believes, whether he rejects Christ or believes in Christ, will determine the future of the country. So that was a very diabolically clever attempt. Not an attempt, he actually did it, to say, look, forget the whole Jesus thing, okay? We're not quarreling about that. That's of no consequence. It's just a horrible thing to say, to see Christians standing up and saying, and a whole bunch of them have said it during the campaign, religion doesn't matter. Well, I agree. I'm not a religionist. I don't care about religion. But Jesus matters. I always thought Jesus was the central figure. He's the everything of our faith. And to just shove that aside and say, we're not fighting about that. Let's, you know, concentrate on bread alone. That's what it is, a bread alone campaign. That's all they talk about, just economic money and prosperity.
If that's your primary concern, and it's obvious that it is, John Lofton, you will not be able to vote then in this election cycle.
No, I will not, because neither party will give us godly government. Now, what is that? That's government that obeys what God says are the limits of civil government. That's in Romans 13, among other things.
That is absurd. That has not happened any time in your lifetime. No.
All right. Whew, man, that's the kind of stuff that sends some people over the edge. But certainly is food for thought, because a lot of people do think as that gentleman thinks. Delegates voting on the platform at the Democratic National Committee and their convention starting today. So we'll talk about that tomorrow, you can be sure, as we review what's going on all sorts of news talk radio programs all around this country on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.